All right, so today we have a special lesson when the topic is the creation of the world. Who can tell me, how was the world created? Was anyone present back then? What are you guys laughing about? You? Were you there? No, stand up and answer. You have to get up, take a microphone, get up, get up. The Creator created the world. Okay, how did the Creator create the world? Oh, that you don't know already. Okay, how about you over there? According to the story of the wizard, it says that, first of all, the Creator wanted some company, so he created a stone, and he tried talking to the stone, but the stone didn't listen. And then he created the flower, and he tried talking to the flower and playing with the flower, but he didn't respond to him. And then he created man who is actually the one that revealed the Creator. How about you? When the Creator created the world, he started with the still, vegetative, and then the speaking. Okay. So you mean he developed it gradually. Okay, what do you say? And also, when the Creator created the world, he created it according to the story of the wizard that we know. So he created the still first, and then the book was written like that as well. So the Torah, the Bible, is written like that too. And it says in the Torah, in the Bible, that the Creator created the entire world with using one hand, and he created the man using two hands. Oh, well, that's already a big problem. I'm talking about how many hands the Creator has. We don't know how many hands the Creator has. Who knows what hands are? You over there. I think that the Creator created the world just like with the wizard that we know, who was bored in the beginning and he wanted some company, so he started creating things more and more. And then by the time he created the man, the entire world was created already. Okay, so put the microphone at the back. The world is also created according to the four sefirot, Keter, Chochmah, Zerampin, and Malchut. Okay, good. So there are different forces that descend, and that's how the world was created. Okay, forget about that. Let's talk about the universe. Who can tell me what was around here before the universe was created? Yeah, you can tell me? The scientists think that in the beginning only there was one big star, and then there was this huge force that blew things up into thousands of little stars. And what do you think? Before the world was created, nothing was existing. It was an empty space. Is that what you're saying? Okay. What do other kids think? The girls? Only the Creator was here. Only the Creator. Okay. What? You have something to say about this? I want to say that there was tohu vavohu. There was a complete mess before the Creator was created. Okay, so there was an empty space, there was a Creator, and there was an overall confusion. All these things are very different. So let's see what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us. The wisdom of Kabbalah tells us that, first of all, there was only the upper force, which is called the Creator. If I draw it here, you'll see it over there on the screen. So in the beginning, we have the upper force, or the Creator. And this Creator, just like the book about the magician, the wizard tells us, he wants to create man. And we know that the Creator is called good and benevolent. Why? Is he good or Or does he do good? What do you guys think? He does good. That's the answer. And why does he want that does good? Because he is good. Because he only has one thing, the quality of bestowal. He can only give. And from this quality of wanting to give, wanting to bestow, he created us so that we eventually can come to this good state. Yes? And why couldn't he do this all at once? He can just do good all at once, all at the same time. He can do anything, right? What do you guys think? You tell me over there. The Creator wants to do things slowly and gradually. He wants to create the world slowly, and then the human will get the world as a ready thing, and then slowly he will find the Creator. Okay, what? So the Creator wants the human to look after the Creator, want the Creator, and then the Creator comes and says, ta-da, here I am. Yes? Yes. Why? What for? Give the microphone to someone else to explain. He doesn't want us to receive a corrupted world right away and have everything in the Creator, because then it's going to be as if it's just a given thing. He wants us to have an ego, and he wants us to be able to overcome the ego and have ups and downs and barriers, and only there we will be able to come to this special place. Okay, so give the microphone to the back. So the Creator wants us to have the desire to come to this real, true place. Is that right? What do you think? He wants us to know how important it is for the Creator to come to Him. Great answer. Only today you started talking. You've never talked before, right? Did you ever have the microphone? Really? I've never noticed. And boys, what do you say? Oh, you boys are quiet today. So why didn't the Creator create the world right away? In one shot. Yes, please, over there. So that man won't think that because the Creator created everything together, then we should also be at the stage of the animate. And then the human will think that if I was created at the same time as the animals, then we're the same. This way, man knows that we're different. Okay, good answer. So the Creator did this to differentiate the human from all the other creators, and so that this step will be the step of the human. So that's why it was done gradually. Yes. I wanted to add to what Danny said. The Creator just didn't want to... He just didn't want us to think that we're all the same stage, that the animals are at the stage at the level of the human. So he wanted everyone to be at different levels. Okay, that's right. So how did he create this? 1, 2, 3, 4. First he created the still, then the vegetative, then the animate, and then the human. And he also wanted to create the world first, so that the human won't think, oh, I was born first. And he also wanted all these things to be created for the human. Just like inviting guests over. First you create, first you set up the table, and then you invite the guests. Wow, you have lots of stuff to say. That's a good point that you're making there. It's a good story that someone has this tower that is full of everything, but he has no guests. And then that the host is sorry that he doesn't have any guests to share all the goodness with. Okay, I have a question. The order, what is the order that is talked about for the creation of the world in the Torah? What does that mean? It is the order of the still, vegetative, animate, and human, that the human was built last on the sixth day, in the very end. And at the same day that the human was created, he sinned right away. Can you imagine if the Creator created the human on the first day and he would have an entire week? Then we won't have anything. The human would sin right away. The entire world would get ruined and we wouldn't have anything. That's why this way we had the still vegetative inanimate built, and then the human, and then the human sinned, but at least now we have the entire world that was created. You over there at the back. I have a question. The world was created in 7 days, essentially. In six. Six, yes. The seventh is the day of rest. On the fifth day, the animals were created, and on the sixth day, the human was created. And animals also include the dinosaurs. But the dinosaurs lived for thousands of years before a human came. But in the stories, they say that the Creator created the world in 6 days. How does it make sense? So we have to understand, what are these days? What is a day? What do you guys think? A day is an actual day? What do you think? It's not good that you have the microphone over there. It should be in the middle. Okay. A day is an actual time period. It can be a month, 5 years. Yeah, that's right. And these can even be different, completely different periods of time. 1,000 years can be 1 day, and 100 years can be 1 day. It depends on the rhythm, on the acceleration of what's happening during these days. And that's why when we say days, it's a general thing. It's not a day and night. On Earth, we have day and night. Why do we have day and night? Because the Earth turns around the sun. And when do we have a day on Earth? When the sun is shining on where I am. Right? And on the other side of the Earth, there is darkness. So day and night is only related to our Earth. And when was the sun created? Yes. The sun was created in the beginning. The Creator created the sun first, and then everything else. So how can it be that in the first day, right away, there is day and night? Yes. Because in the beginning, the Creator created this very, very powerful light. And he saw that this light is too much. And he knew that the humans that were not going to be clean, we're going to sin and so on. That's why he didn't want to give us really, really strong light. And that's why he created different types of lights. And, okay, so let's go on. So the Creator wanted to create the human so that the human can come to the level of the Creator. So to create the human, just like we remember from the story about the magician, we remember that he has to create someone who's going to have a brain and feelings, someone who will be different than the creator. The creature, in Hebrew, briyah, bar, comes from the word a stage. In Hebrew, for example, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bar is like a son, someone that comes out of a father, someone that continues his legacy, just like Ben Adam, human. It is a creation that is Briyah, that comes from the Bore, creation that comes from the Creator. And the quality of the Creator is giving, is bestowal. So the human has to be in what quality? In the quality of reception. Right? So the Creator had to create someone who is receiving, because he is giving. And this human that receives has to be, it will be, outside of the Creator. There has to be a big distance between the two. So we have to have something that comes out of the Creator, that the Creator gives birth to, just like a baby that comes out of a mother. And then this creature comes down, descends, many, many levels. How many levels? 125 levels. Why 125 levels? Because how many worlds do we have? Five. Which worlds? Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And in each world, what do we have? Five Pertsufim. Is that right? You guys don't know this? In each world, we have five Pertsufim. Or Sephirot. Let's call them Sephirot. And what are these Sephirot called? Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zerampin, and Malchut. And within each Sephira, there are an additional five stages as well. Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zerampin, and Malchut. So five over here, and five over here, and five worlds. All of that together is five times five times five. Is 125 steps or levels. And why do we need these levels? Why do they exist? Boys, can you tell me? Okay, no, then the girls tell me. So that we can come to the level of the Creator. That's backwards. But right now, from upwards, downwards, why do we need these levels? So that we can distance the human from the Creator, so that the human will feel that he is far from the Creator, so that the creature will feel in the darkness. And what is this darkest place called? This world, Aolam Hazeh. Great. And why is this world the darkest from all? Because it is the most distant one. Do you want to ask a question or say something? No, if it's not exactly about this, then no. Don't ask your question. And in this world, the Olam Hazeh, we have the receiver. And this human that receives has to correct himself. What kind of a correction does he have to do? He has to go upward. Ascend upwards to the level of the Creator. And how does he go upwards? Through the exactly the same levels, through these 125 steps. Do you want to ask or do you want to say something about this? Okay, please. Microphone. Why on this drawing, why does it say this world, Aolam Hazeh, why is it called like this? It's called this world because I call it what I see. When I see things around me, when I see this world, I say, my world, this world, it is where I am right now. Okay, you over there, and keep on passing the microphone. Yes, please. How do we know? How can we know that in... How do we know that in the beginning there was the two different lights and this and that, and gradually, how do we know what things were created? Oh, he's asking a very smart question. It's like I asked in the beginning, did anyone see how the world created? Did anyone see that the Creator was on his own in the beginning? There was no human, right? Did anyone see or know how he created the world? How do we know this? Who told me about this? Our forefathers, you mean great Kabbalists, told us about it, but even they didn't live in those times. So how do they know? Someone else told them. Who? Someone who was there at that time? No, there was no one there. Oh, all of you want to say something. Girls, someone at the back there. No? Then, okay. Someone from here. I'm not sure, but it says in the Torah, in the Bible, that since the beginning of the creation of the world, and then in the desert, things were written, they were given to Moses, and Moses gave to Yeshua, and Yeshua to the elderly, and so on and so on and so on. You're right, but the question is, how did Moses know? Moses was only born in Egypt, and before him, thousands of people lived. How did Moses know all these things? Okay, more?
After that?
Do you know the answer?
No.
Please, go ahead.
Before him,
the forefathers knew about this, and they received this knowledge from generation to generation. But who saw this? Abraham. But Abraham was born in Babylon. He was small once. His father, he had a father, his name was Terah, but he revealed this wisdom. Okay, and then he transferred it to Yitzhak, and then to Jacob, and so on. Okay, so, but how did Abraham know about this? He revealed it. How did he reveal it? He discovered it. What do you mean by that? He, the Creator was revealed to him, and the Creator told him about this. How does he tell him about it? Hold on 1 second. Give the microphone to him. Through the burning bush. The burning bush was talking. What? So I don't understand you. And we're talking about the Moses or Abraham? Who are we talking about? Moses. Okay. The Creator told him with the voice, the spiritual voice. What do you mean? What spiritual voice? What is that? It's an internal connection that he already had with all of the forefathers that came before him. And he already came to a certain attainment, and he already attained almost all the levels. So you mean that it was revealed to him from the inside, not the outside. But thanks to what was it revealed to him? Thanks to coming to the spiritual revelation. How do we come to spiritual revelation or spiritual attainment? By respecting everyone and loving everyone and studying this wisdom. So by coming to the quality of bestowal, the giving, that's what loving everyone called, and being just like the Creator, and then we understand the Creator, and then we understand how he was how he created the world. And this is called the spirit of holiness, and that's when a person starts to understand how things happened. Yes, you over there, give her the microphone. Why do we live in the world? Can't we just live on an island? Why do we live on Earth? Oh, you mean why do we live on Earth? No, I mean why do we live in this big world? Couldn't we live on an island? What big world? Oh, you mean our world is huge. Why do we have such a huge universe and stars and so on? Is that what you mean? No, I'm asking why do we live in this huge world and not on an island? Okay, well, I can tell you this. Can anyone answer her? How do you know how to answer her? Give him the microphone. The Creator wanted us to understand on our own why do we live, and he didn't want to give us symbols or hints. He wanted us to understand on our own. If people would live on an island, if they would live on a tiny island with 6 million people, it's not possible. Then they wouldn't ask why they're living on this island. And let's say that you're right in some things, but I don't completely agree with it. There's another boy at the very back who wants to say something. Because if it's an island, then the island has to be huge as well. So it's the same thing. Of course, it doesn't matter. The answer is different, although it's a very partial answer. Everything that exists in this world comes from above. Did you guys all hear this? That what comes from above are called roots, and what is in our world are called branches. Great. And this is why everything in our world, that exists in the world, it was created in such a way, because there are certain roots, certain shapes of this upwards, above. Oh, we have questions from the internet, from our friends from Moscow and Vienna. Oh, a girl now. It's a girl whose name is Vienna. It's Vene, a boy, his name is Vene, and he's asking, why did the Creator create the human. We tried answering this already, but maybe we have a new answer. It's this. So that he... Because it's very sad to be alone for the Creator. He said that after the dog that he created, which is the animal, that he didn't want to be on his own, and he created human. But even a dog didn't make the Creator be on his own. So what's the problem? Because the dog, the animate level, cannot be a friend. He cannot be like the Creator. This creature has to be on such a level that he will be equal to the Creator. It has to be a human, and not even a human like we know in our world. We have to improve ourselves very, very much and go through all of these levels as preparation to be like the Creator. Is that right? What? Why did the Creator rest on the seventh day? Because he completed his work. What does that symbolize in the wisdom of Kabbalah? It symbolizes that the Creator created the still. Then tell me together of the vegetative, animate, speaking, which is the human. And what did the human do? What did the human do right after he was created? He sinned. And by that, there's a really nice story. The Creator sinned, the creature sinned, and the Creator says, "Great, now I can rest." Is that true or what? That's what it says in the Bible. So how is it good that the creature sinned, and the Creator said, "That's it, I'm done with my work, the world is beautiful, I'm going to go rest." So what does the Torah want to tell us here? Who can tell me? Girls? How about the boys? It wants to tell us that essentially the Creator finished his work, because now it is the turn of the creature to come to the Creator, and the Creator can't help him. But the human is broken now. Adam HaRishon broke. So is that good or no? No. So why does the Creator think that he finished his work? Because now it is the creature's turn to come back and be pieces of one whole part, and the Creator has nothing to help him with. Great. So after the creature broke into little pieces, now the Creator is waiting for the creature to correct himself, and he has nothing to do. Now he is just waiting. And from this moment on, only the creature can ask for the correction, and the Creator only performs the correction, but on his behalf, the preparation is finished. Okay, someone at the back? Yes, please. I have a question. The Creator created us and the world, but who created the Creator? How can we answer such a question? Do you know? Take the microphone. No one created the Creator. So when did the Creator come from? The Creator is a force. We can't understand. A human can't understand that there is something. It's just there. What? A human can't understand that something exists where nothing created it. That's right. Because we always talk according to time, according to continuous, and if there is a force that always exists that's above time, this is something that we can't understand right now. But slowly, while we're ascending, going upwards on this ladder of steps, and we learn who the Creator is, when we become like the Creator, then we start understanding these things. But right now, while being in this world as not corrected, we can't understand what Ein Sof is. is? What is infinity? What is that there is no time? What is that the Creator just exists and that's it? We can't understand these things yet. What? You have questions? You over there, you're a new child. Why can't we change the desire to receive? Change the desire to receive. We can't change the desire to receive because this is the way the Creator created it. He created it exactly opposite to himself. For example, if the Creator wants to give 100 kilograms of pleasure, let's say, candies or chocolates or ice cream, what else? Money. Whatever anyone is lacking. You're lacking respect. Yeah, that I know. So, let's say that he has 100 kilograms of things to give. And if so, then what is he lacking? What is he missing? Someone who will desire this. Let's draw this vessel here, and this vessel is exactly the size of 100%, 100 kilograms of desire. So if the Creator wants to give pleasure, that is 100 kilograms, and he has to create 100 kilograms of desire, and that's why he created this desire. And all of creation, all of the matter of creation is all in all a desire. There's a new child over there at the back. Give him the microphone. I have a question. What's your name? My name is Yehonatan. If Earth turns around, how come we're not falling off of Earth? That's a question as well. But I want an answer not from physics that you guys are studying. I want an answer that involves Kabbalah. Okay, you start answering. Come on. If there is deep inside the ground, there is a force of gravity that pulls the person. So to each mass, to each thing, there is a pulling force, a matter that pulls towards Earth, and that's why we're not falling off of Earth, even if when we're at the bottom. Who can tell me? Where are we right now? At the top or at the bottom? How do you know? We're in the middle, so you're over here, and someone else is over there, and there's another person on the top. We don't know who's where, right? We don't know. We're turning around all the time. It's not important for us. Why is it not important for us? Because according, in regards to the earth, it's called upwards, and the ground, it's called upwards. But this is what I want to ask. Why is there for each mass, for everything, sun, the moon, even a bottle of water has gravity, but it's just a small, tiny gravity, but it also pulls things to get attached to it. For example, dust. Dust comes and it becomes attracted to the bottle, but we just don't see it all the time. So why is there the force of gravity for each thing? These are the laws of nature. And where does this law of nature come from? Boys, more boys? No. Okay, you can answer. It's a quality. It's just a quality? That's not an answer. Where does the quality of gravity come from for each thing? What is this force called, the pulling force? It comes from the Creator. No, I don't know. I'm not receiving your... I don't like these answers that say everything comes from the Creator. That's not an answer. Here, there's someone new at the back who still didn't talk today. It's the desire to receive. Great answer. It's the desire to receive that the Creator created. It's a desire. It pulls everything towards Himself. So, once again, who created everything? The Creator. What did the Creator create? The desire to receive. What else did He create except of the desire to receive? Nothing. And this desire to receive, why isn't it enough for us to be at the very end, at the Gemar Tikkun, at the final correction? What does this desire have to go through? More people. Are you over there? Correction. It has to go through a correction. What kind of correction does it have to go through? What does it have to go through? It has to turn itself from the desire to receive to the desire to bestow. Okay, anyone wants to add? I have a question. No. First of all, let's clarify this. Questions come later. Why? Do you know? Give him the microphone. I forgot. I want to answer about the 125 levels. The desire has to rise above the ego. So this desire to receive needs a correction, so it becomes like the Creator. The Creator created it opposite. Here everything is bestowal, and the desire is all reception. So to be like the Creator, it has to be all in bestowal as well. But how can it give? How can it bestow as well? Do you guys understand what we're talking about? Maybe I myself don't understand everything here. Okay, listen up. The Creator is the desire to bestow, to give. To bestow, it's the same thing. The creature is all the desire to receive. And the Creator wants the creature to be like Him. What is it called to be like Him? The Creator wants the creature to also bestow, to give. So how can the creature become bestowing, giving? Do we have answers from outside of Israel? No. The desire, the quality of jealousy. Okay, but what do I have to do to turn the one that receives into someone who bestows? Yes, please. Give him the microphone. Take the microphone. Come on. He needs Or Makiv, the surrounding light, the Rav, and the teacher, and the books. Okay, so there are certain means that will turn the desire to receive into the desire to bestow. So what is this called? What is this quality called? Bestowal, that's right, but what is it called on behalf of the creature? To give, or to bestow, or love, that's all good answers, but what are we lacking that we can add to the desire to receive? Intention. So I continue to receive. Nothing is going to help me. This matter is the matter of reception, right? Matter can be changed. But using intention of what do I want to attain by being like this and wanting to bestow, then this intention is what is missing. That's what we're missing. And then this intention is what we have to add to ourselves, where it doesn't matter what I do in life. It doesn't matter at all what I do in life. At all. But so that I will always have the desire to the intention. This is called loving others. You said before that the roots are at the top, above, and the branches below. But it doesn't really work, because when drawing a tree, it doesn't work out for me. Okay, so when for a tree we have roots at the top, and when we're talking about this, we draw an opposite tree, where in our world we have the branches and the roots are at the top. Because the roots are supposed to be in the ground. That's what we know, right? That all the roots are in the ground, and here at the top we have a tree that grows. That's right. So the thing is that our world is completely opposite. It's upside down. The sources are at the top, and over here, down here, are the results. And the results are called the roots. Okay, we're going to finish, but one last question. You said that the Creator created the entire world with the desire to receive. So, how can the world discover that there is someone that created them and someone that wanted everyone to receive, because they only have the desire to receive, because that's all people want to do now. Let's say kids that are fighting and other people are helping them fight instead of stopping them. So how can they really bestow and give if the Creator created people with the quality to receive? So shortly, your question is, how do we come from the desire to receive, our desire to receive, to the intention to bestow? So maybe we will have a lesson about this next class. I'm sorry, the class is over. I'm really sorry. I'm happy that there are lots of questions, but we are going to clarify them next time. So, what are we going to talk about next time? What subject? What do you guys want to talk about? Come on, fast, without a microphone. Yell it out. You and your friends. The true world. The first human. Bestowal. The environment, the ego. The desire. So let's do this. Next time, I don't know. Okay. We are as how we are enacted as puppets on the street. Maybe that's a good one. How does a person in this world is being enacted not just by the Creator? That's not an answer. But how can a person find freedom although he is controlled from above? How do we attain freedom from the Creator? Okay? Did you guys understand? Yes? Try. So each of you write it down. The next topic, how to be free. Everyone wants to be free, but we want to be free from the Creator as well, from all of nature. How to be free. Okay? And now we have a song. What song do we have? Yeah.